What's the difference between yin yoga and restorative yoga? I want to take a moment on this topic because it's a very common question I get from my students. I'm also a yin yoga teacher. I love yin yoga and I couldn't not love the restorative yoga. Sometimes we get confused between the two practices, but they are actually very different. In yin yoga, we concentrate on the stretching of the connective tissues on the a specific part that we call the fascia. And it's an active kind of yoga. It's not dynamic, but there is an activation. Restorative yoga, which is a much more quiet practice, is the practice where we let go completely the body on the support. During this course, we will have a time to learn together every position. And of course, some positions, they are more comfortable and they don't request any kind of activation. Some other asana that I will teach you, applying the restorative theory, they will have more activation, but that doesn't mean they're not restorative. Think it about this way. In yin yoga, we are work on the fascia, on the connective muscles and tissues, and we stay there. It's a soft, stable activation, and we stay there. And the time usually it's from 30 seconds to 3 minutes, maximum 5 minutes. But usually average it's from 30 seconds to 3-4 minutes. In restorative yoga, we let our body go in the pose, usually from 1 minute, 2 minutes, up to 10, 15 or 20. Then, of course, there are no general rules, so we cannot say, okay, for the whole yin yoga pose, you have to stay there maximum 3 minutes and from restorative 20 minutes. No, there are some poses that we cannot hold for 20 minutes. They will become very stressful instead of restorative. So the main difference is this one. Restorative yoga is a practice where you receive and where you develop a big awareness of yourself. It's a very quiet practice, and like yin yoga, so this is the point that they have in common. You can use in yin yoga as well a lot of support. Is up to you, and this, you know, maybe it's creating the confusion. Restorative, take it as a practice of listening. And we use so many props that you abandon yourself into the pose. It's like you cannot not let it go. So that's the main difference. The practice of restorative yoga, it starts like the yin yoga. And I want to specify this. We are all different kind of teachers and students. We are all teaching Hatha yoga, Vinyasa yoga, Yin yoga, Samoan Ashtanga yoga in a very traditional way. But of course, we are giving ourselves as well, our experience, our point of view into the class. So for my point of view, when I'm teaching Yin yoga and restorative yoga, I start in kind of the same way. So what they have in common is also the moment that we take in the beginning of the class, which is longer compared to the other classes, and we take a moment to be there. And usually I start yin yoga with a restorative pose, which is brilliant, because even if people love to stop and they come to yoga to stop, sometimes even in yin I see that, you know, it's very difficult for them to relax and to go into the pose and stay. So restorative is helping my students to take a moment in the beginning and the end of the class to listen. So it's very good to start any kind of class with a restorative pause, which can be 5, 10, 15 minutes, and of course to finish the practice in the same way. So I hope I make it clear, this topic with yin, and I really like it to take a moment to clarify some confusion, which is normal, is coming, especially if you are studying a lot, practicing a lot, moving from one teacher to the other, and in this moment where the online is very available and is kind of our first choice, it's very good to think, okay, which kind of practice is that? How do I want to teach? How I want to be traditional, I want to follow strictly, for example, in this course, I want to follow strictly how restorative has to be, or I can take also a part of this restorative to improve my regular classes. So we are going to move now in section A to another topic. We are going to see together briefly the history of restorative yoga, yoga in general. I want you to understand why has born restorative yoga. And again, the most important point of this practice. I don't want you to think that is a new style or something that didn't exist before. Restorative yoga is a principle that we found in the history, that we understand if we know what happened in the eastern part of the world.